This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koya. The G20 Leaders Summit will conclude today in Johannesburg, South Africa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Johannesburg on Friday for a three-day visit to participate in the summit, which is being hosted on the African soil for the first time. The sixth India-Brazil-South Africa Leaders Meet was held between Prime Minister Modi, President Ramaphosa, and President Lula da Silva. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held a bilateral meeting with South African President Ramaphosa on the sidelines of the summit. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi will now join fellow leaders and deliver an address during the third session of the concluding day of the G20 summit on the theme A Fair and Just Future for All, Critical Minerals, Decent Work and Artificial Intelligence. On the sidelines of the summit today, the Prime Minister is also scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with Prime Ministers of Japan, Canada and Italy. Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jaishankar had a telephonic conversation with Foreign Minister of Ukraine Andrei Sibiha. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated his briefing on the ongoing developments related to the Russian-Ukraine conflict. He reiterated India's support for an early end to this conflict and the establishment of an enduring peace. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India and Israel are considering implementing the proposed free trade agreement in two phases to ensure early benefits for the trade community of both countries. The minister said it is quite possible that they may come out with the first phase on an FTA so that they can kickstart the benefits faster. Mr. Goyal said India is emerging as a trusted friend and a reliable partner of the world. India and Israel on Thursday inked terms of reference to formally launch negotiations for the agreement. The Home Ministry today said that the proposal to simplify the central government's lawmaking process for the Union Territory of Chandigarh is still under consideration with the government. It said the proposal in no way seeks to alter Chandigarh's governance or administrative structure, nor does it aim to change the traditional arrangements between Chandigarh and the states of Punjab or Haryana. It added a suitable decision will be taken only after adequate consultations with all stakeholders, and there is no need for any concern on this matter. It said the central government has no intention of introducing any bill to this effect in the upcoming winter session of Parliament. Jammu and Kashmir is set to enter a new era in mineral development as the Ministry of Mines will conduct its first ever auction of the limestone blocks in Union Territory tomorrow at Convention Centre, Canal Road, Jammu. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today attended the centenary celebrations of Sri Satya Sai Baba at the SSS Hillview Stadium in Puttaparthi, Andhra Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, the Vice President praised Sri Satya Sai Baba and noted that Baba's message, love all, serve all, and help ever, hurt never, continue to inspire people across the world. The Delhi government has issued an advisory for private officers in the national capital to operate at 50% on-site workforce capacity, with the remaining staff continuing to work from home. This step has been taken as a precautionary measure in accordance with the latest directions from the Commission for Air Quality Management. Delhi police has arrested four accused involved in operating and facilitating a multi-layered money laundering network, part of a pan-India online investment fraud worth 5.92 crore rupees. In a statement, Delhi police said that the accused are cyber fraud stars linked to about 10 cybercrime complaints registered on the national cyber reporting platform. The day 4 of the 56th edition of International Film Festival of India started on a patriotic note as filmmaker Dimple Dugar's film Lok Mata Devi Ahilya Bai is screening at the festival. The film chronicles the life of Devi Ahilya Bai Holkar, the legendary 18th century ruler of the Malwa kingdom. The Madhya Pradesh government produced the film to celebrate her 300th birth anniversary. The film has been directed by female director Dimple Dugar and is being screened at IFFI 2025, strengthening Prime Minister Modi's vision, Nari Shakti. In badminton, star Indian sutler Lakshya Sen has clinched the Australian Open 2025 men's singles title in Sydney. This marks his first title of the year. Lakshya stunned 26th-ranked Japanese Yushi Tanaka 21-15, 21-11 in the final clash today. Lakshya, a 2021 World Championship bronze medalist, had last won a Super 300 title in Lucknow in 2014. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.